We're going to spend a few moments discussing the laws of Sefiras HaOmer. There's an issue that is presented not only to Sefiras HaOmer, but in other halachic questions can arise when one is dealing with a person who is near the international dateline. There are actually there's more than one opinion exactly where the international dateline is. That in itself creates a suffix, whether or not one is on one side or the other. There are those that state, that say, that the international dateline slices through Australia, Japan, and parts of New Zealand could be on either side of this halachic dateline. Other poskim draw this international dateline to skirt Japan and New Zealand. Now, the question that Chazon Ish further says that one has to look at it as Yerushalayim being the center of the world, and for various reasons, which is beyond the scope of this brief discussion, he says that it's 90 degrees east of Yerushalayim, which runs through Australia, China, and Russia. Just as a sidebar, a person is in a country in which, assuming that the international dateline goes through, one of the issues is Shabbos. That doesn't mean that if you are literally on one side and across the street is the other side, that means all you have to do is cross the street and you don't have to keep Shabbos anymore. Or for the other way, have to keep Shabbos twice if you cross the street the other way. The idea of the halacha of the international dateline, assuming that it goes through certain land, is that the smaller amount of land is butel to the larger. And therefore, whatever the larger part, of course, has to do with perhaps population and things of that nature, that will be the area in which one will have to keep that zman. Obviously, it gets extremely complex. A person who travels in certain areas, especially one who is for Shabbos in Hawaii. And I always got a kick out of Rav Blumenkrantz's book, which has some interesting sidebars, which really not seemingly have anything to do with Pesach, but he says as follows. He says, the halachic status of Hawaii is not clear. There are those who consider Hawaii on the same side of the international dateline as the United States. There are, however, many opinions that consider Hawaii on the side of Japan and China. For this reason, and this is his one of the numerous sentences which are very interesting that jump out when you read this, for this reason, people should not remain in Hawaii for Shabbos. So he says, you're not allowed to live in Hawaii. You're not supposed to be there for Shabbos. If they do, and this is actually the psak of Rav Heinemann from the Star K, which of course you'd have to do more research if one is actually in these areas, to keep 2 days of Shabbos. One day, which is the regular Shabbos, and the other day in which you'd have to distance yourself from certain Torah restrictions. Obviously, it's extremely complex. Now, this question also has a lot to do with Sefiras HaOmer. And this is an actual case that happened. I'm going to read this paragraph in English, and then we're going to discuss just for a moment three different opinions to answer this question. It's brought down in the Sefer Moadei Yisrael, an incident which happened to a man by the name of Rav Gorin. He said that he was in Israel, and he was traveling to Los Angeles. So he went, as the Sefer is going to say, from west to east. So he did this during Sefira, and he had a stop in Tokyo between what?
East to west? How did he go?
He was going from Japan to from Israel to Japan, and then he continued from Tokyo to Los Angeles. Okay, so let me just actually read this then. So he says, the Wednesday night he left Tokyo, he davened Maariv on the plane before it took off and counted the 30th day of the Omer, as was the correct count in Japan in the Far East. The flight after an island stop landed in Los Angeles about 14 hours later on Wednesday afternoon. Because he gained a day flying over the Pacific. That night in Los Angeles, went to Shul, and the congregation davened Maariv and counted 30. But Rav Gorin was really up to 31. So he had the question what to do, and there are numerous problems. what does he do? Does he count together with the Kehillah? But he already counted 30. So does he count again 30? But today really is another day. What exactly should this person do? And as we're going to see, there's a bigger issue, not just what number, as we'll see in a second. So let me just share with you these two brief paragraphs found in the Piskei Tshuvos. He says, V'donu poskim zmanenu, those poskim, obviously only in our time, mishtas m'makom m'makom b'kada aretz v'over es kav ha-tarich, a person who's traveling around the country, around the world, and by doing so, he goes through the kav ha-tarich, which is the international dateline. V'nosiv l'yom echad, and let's say he gained a day, which is our example, and he says, you traveled mimarev l'mizrach, from west to east, right? Which means he went to Los Angeles. O nefser lo yom echad. Let's say you lose a day, which is the opposite. Let's say we're in Los Angeles and you traveled going from Los Angeles to Israel, east to west. Ech yisnaheg im sfiras omer. What are you supposed to do? U'shlosh adeus mesin mazeh. Unfortunately, no clear-cut answer here. So he says, according to the first opinion brought down the Shas and Tshuvas Be'er Moshe, he says, "Kishet no siflo yom echad," that if an extra day occurs, like in the case that I shared with you, "sofer yo sofer od hapam esa sfira shesofer etmol ubli bracha," you should count together with everyone else the same number that you counted the day before in Israel on the plane, together with the number that everyone else is counting now in Los Angeles without a bracha. But the reality is you really didn't miss any days. So therefore, you can count with a bracha from that time on with everyone else. So after all, you counted day 30. Now you're just counting day 30 again. So what's the problem? So therefore, you didn't really miss a day. So you should be able to count with a bracha day 31. Day 30, you can't count with a bracha, because if you count already once, you can't count again with a bracha on that same night. If you missed a day, if you missed a day, so the opposite direction, traveling from Los Angeles, going over the international dateline, going from east to west, you can no longer count with a bracha, because you lost a day. So you lost a day, so you can't count. That's one opinion. According to a second opinion, he says, even though it's true that you did miss a day, technically speaking, when you went from east to west, obviously you can't count, but with a bracha on that day because you missed it, but you can still say that number without a bracha. Says incredibly that you could continue to count with a bracha even though you missed a day, but you really didn't miss a day. You went every single 24 hours of in your life with saying with counting, and therefore, according to this minority opinion, he says even though you missed a day, you can still count with a bracha, which we do not hold like. Ainlo, a third opinion, which is brought down the Shari Halacha as well as the Minhag of Chabad, he says, "Ein lo l'hischashiv b'mash Yehudi hamakim sofrim." You, now that you're in Los Angeles, you do not count what everyone else in that community is counting. Unbelievable. El sarach lahamshech es asfira shelo kevish yisomer ad ata b'li l'daleg o l'hachbil yom echad. Even though you're in a community and the entire country, United States, is counting day number 30, you are really up to day number 31. And therefore, this opinion, in Chabad, also in the Shari Halacha, you should count day 30, the 31 day, which is the day you are really up to. Ki Sfiras HaOmer, he says an incredible concept. Sfiras HaOmer, hi mitzvah hamutelas al kol yachid v'yachid. Every person has to count. As we know, Shavuos is not connected to a specific date, but it's the amount of counting. And he says, unbelievably, that the major issue, if you hold like this third opinion, is not do you count with a bracha, not with a bracha, is about Shavuos. And he says like this, according to this opinion, Shelo lo yeh ba'osa yom shechogim anshe hamakom. You will not be celebrating Shavuos together with everyone else. So this person would have continued to stay in Los Angeles. According to this opinion, he would be discreetly keeping Shavuos a day before, the 50th day, which is a day before everyone else's, when everyone else considers it an Erev Shavuos. So in conclusion, we're going to go back to the words of the Sefer Rabbi Blumenkranz, and says, "Mikol Mokum Heskima Kol Poskim." There was one thing that everyone agrees with: Sheyeshli Manna Kichol Efsher Lo Avor Esakav Atarach BeEmsa Yimei Asfira. You have to do whatever you can to not cross the international dateline. Not only because of this issue of whether a person should count with the bracha, but also if you would hold on this third opinion, then you would also get into the issue of which day you should celebrate as far as Shavuos is concerned.